As soon as you get another regimental unit, you have to have a... So this fellow gets called up.
Mr. President, it would mean a great deal to the morale of the Negro people if you could make some announcement on the role the Negroes will play in the armed forces of the nation.
We did it the other day. When the guy told me this thing.
If you did it yourself.
If you were to make such
an announcement, it would have a tremendous
effect
upon the
morale. I'm making a national defense around this month. On what about the draft at all? And the reserves and so forth. I'll bring that in.
It would have a tremendous effect because I might say that it is the irritating spot among the Negro people. They feel that they're not wanted in the various armed forces of the country, and they feel they have earned the right to participate in every phase of the government by virtue of their record in past wars for the nation. And consequently, without regard to political complexion, without regard to any sort of idea whatever, the Negroes are a unit, and they are feeling that they are being shunted aside, that they are being discriminated against, and that they are not wanted now.
The main point to get across is that in building up this draft army, selected draft, that we are not, as we did before so much in the World War, confining the Negro in to the non-combat services. We're putting them right in, proportionately, into the combat.
Well, we feel that's sound.
Which is something. Yeah, I mean, it's a parody.
President, may I suggest another step ahead that is being commented on fervently in the Negro America, and that is that we realize practical risks that in Georgia and Mississippi it's impossible to have units of where people stand the mission would be ability. But that they are pointing out that in states like New York, Massachusetts, Illinois, Pennsylvania, Negroes and whites go to school together, they play on the same athletic teams. For example, Mr. Chief Justice Hughes, his grandson, and my boy are classmates at the Edsel Cultural School, and close to the front. And yet when they come to the army fighting for democracy, they say, well, Negroes are not good enough, they've got to be shunned aside. I would like to suggest this idea, even though it may sound fantastic at this time, that in the case where there isn't a tradition of segregation, that we might start the experiment of organizing a division or regiment and let them be for Americans and not black Americans and one white in government. Now, there's a number of reasons why I think that would be done. Among them, that I think it would be a practical working democracy, and I think it would be less expensive and less troublesome in the long run.
Well, you see, my general thought on this is that the thing that we've got to work into, now, for instance, you pick the divisional organization. What are your new divisions? About 12,000 men.
14, I think they're greater.
Yes, and 14,000 men. Now, suppose in there that you have one, what do they call the gun units? One battle with Negro troops and officers in there in that battle, like for instance New York, and another regiment or battalion, perhaps a regiment, of Negro troops. They go into a division, a whole division of 12,000. You may have a Negro regiment, you would, here. And right over here on my right in line would be a white regiment in the same division. Maintain the divisional organization. Now what happens after a while? In case of war, those people get shifted from one to the other. The thing we sort of back into We have one battery out of a regiment of artillery that would be a nickel battery with the spike battery here and another nickel battery and gradually working in the field together. You may back into what you're talking about.
What you projected, so that
right. Right.
We can work. I mean, meeting the reality of the situation as they arrive.
And I think, Mr. President, to supplement, if I may, the position of the strike, that idea is working in the field of organized labor. Now, for instance, there are unions where you have Negro business agents.
Sure.
Whereas 90% of the members are white.
Yeah.
And you also even have Negroes who are parts of unions in Birmingham, Alabama.
Yeah.
You're in the same union with the whites. And if it can work, if it can work out,
yeah,
on the basis of democracy in the trade unions,
yeah,
it can in the army. And
you take up on the Hudson River where Judge Patterson and I come from, we have a lot of brickworks.
Oh, yes.
Up around Fishkill, the old brickworks. Well, heavens, they have the same union.
Exactly.
All the white workers and the Negro workers in those brickworks.
Quite so.
Can go wrong, no trouble at all.
Quite so. And when they come out of their union into the army, well, now, there isn't much justification for separating them, but you know. Colonel Knox, asked the Navy, what is the position of the Navy on the integration of the Negro civilians?
You have a factor in the Navy which is not present in the Army, and that is that he's on a little board ship. And if I said to you that I was going to take Negroes into a ship's company, there'd be no time to move them. And to work, this is the service I'm going to do. And you can't have separate ships and let the Negro crew, because every Navy man has to be interchangeable.
If you could have a northern ship and a southern ship, it'd be different. But you can't do that.
I'm working with the president's suggestion on some way of providing a way to permit the Negro patriarchy to serve the babies without raising questions that come from white men and black men together living in the same ship.
Well, I think the proportion is going up. One very good reason is that in the old days, up to a few years ago, up to the time of the Philippine Independence Act, practically, bought them, what, 75 or 8% of the mess people on board ship were Filipinos. And of course, we've taken in no Filipinos now for the last, what was it, 4 years ago, 3 years ago?
Yeah, 2 years.
Taken in no Filipinos whatsoever. And what we're doing, we're replacing them with colored boys. Well, grand books and that kind of so forth and so on. And in that field, they can get up to the highest rating of a chief petty officer.